Over the last decade, regional Australia has seen hits to their local media, whether it be job cuts or services disappearing. Despite mass public support of regional media across the country, budget cuts still plague the industry. A report put out by the Australia Institute suggests that increasing the ABC's budget would go a long way in repairing regional media. I spoke with the report's author, Molly Johnson, earlier today about the dangers that Australia's regional media faces.
In the last decade or so, we've seen a huge reduction in regional media, both commercial media and the ABC. And so there's a lot less voices out there, and local media, local people are being less represented in the media. And this is only going to get worse if we don't do something.
And what is causing it?
I guess a whole range of things. With commercial media, a lot of it's been driven by changes in media, such as more online things. So a lot of the regional commercial media are closing, and with the ABC, a loss of funding is also having a huge impact. So the ABC's budget has reduced by more than 20% over the last few decades, and that's really having an impact.
And who are feeling this impact the most?
Really, it'll just be people in regional areas. These people will lose a voice, and local media also contributes a huge sense of community and identity within a region. So really, if local media disappears, then the voices of these communities will also disappear.
And how can the problem be addressed?
First and foremost, the ABC really needs more funding, not just putting a halt to funding cuts, but it does need to increase funding. And we found that the vast majority of Australians are very supportive of additional funding for the ABC, in particular for regional services.
So why are regional media services so important?
Because they do give a voice to these communities, and they allow them to be part of the democratic debate. And it's especially important in regional areas where communities can be more spaced out and there's a lot bigger distance. So media plays a really important role in bringing these communities together and giving them an identity.
Malcolm Turnbull and the Save Our Voices campaign are looking to get rid of the reach rule in Australian media law. So how will that affect regional Australia?
So the reach rule would allow commercial regional media to combine with the metropolitan stations, and these stations argue that that will allow them to have better economies and scale, and it'll allow them to produce more local news. And this could happen, but there are also concerns that if news is produced in Sydney, then there could be less local news. So any change in the reach rule will have to ensure that local news still happens and there's minimum requirements for local news.
So how strong are the surviving regional media outlets going at the moment?
Just in recent years, we've seen a lot of them are disappearing. Just since 2010, for example, Wins withdrawn licences in Mount Gambier and closed bureaus in Albany, Geraldton and Broome. And this has happened, similar things have happened with Prime and Southern Cross. So a lot of the regional media at the moment isn't as strong as it used to be. And even if a station is still open in a particular area, they may have had staff cuts. And so even the ones that are there are a lot less strong than they used to be.
And how much support is there for regional media in Australia?
All Australians are very supportive of increasing regional media, not just those in regional areas, but also those in the cities. They can recognise the importance of media to regional areas and to the Australians that live in the bush.
Researcher at the Australian Institute, Molly Johnson, who I spoke with earlier today. If you wanted to check out that report, it's called Heartland, Why the Bush Needs the ABC, and we'll have that up on our website later.